What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
It's not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabbit to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, first question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network. And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit. I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country. Including employment, including opportunity zones with Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, which is one of the greatest programs ever for black workers and black entrepreneurs. I've done so much, and, you know, and I say this, historically black colleges and universities were out of money, they were stone cold broke, and I saved them, and I gave them long-term financing, and nobody else was doing it. I think it's a very rude introduction. I don't know exactly why you would do something like that. And let me go a step further. I was invited here, and I was told my opponent, whether it was Biden or Kamala, I was told my opponent was going to be here. It turned out my opponent isn't here. You invited me under false pretense. And then you said, you can't do it with Zoom. Well, where's Zoom? She's going to do it with Zoom, and she's not coming. And then you were half an hour late, just so we understand. I have too much respect for you to be late. They couldn't get their equipment working or something
Mr.
was
President,
wrong.
Mr. President, I would love
I think
you
it's
can
a
answer
very
the question
nasty
on your
question.
Rhetoric
well,
and why you
I have answered
black
the question.
Trust you with another
I have
years.
Been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln.
Better
That's
than,
my answer.
Better than President
That's
Johnson, who signed the Voting Rights
and
Act.
For you to start off a question and answer period, especially when you're 35 minutes late because you couldn't get your equipment to work, in such a hostile manner, I think it's a disgrace.
Okay, I played that ridiculous clip because that is Trump. That is the first question Trump got asked at the National Association of Black Journalists this week. Kudos to that guy for sitting down with those people. He knows he's walking into hostile territory. But when you hear somebody with that disdain, I would not want to sit down with somebody who hated me that badly,
right?
Because you know you're just walking into a trap, but he does it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. And some of the quotes that have come out, I thought they were going to be a big deal on, I guess it would have been Wednesday night. Well, Thursday morning, I come into work like, all right, let's get into some headlines. I couldn't find, I went to Yahoo's homepage. It wasn't even one of the top stories about questioning Kamala's heritage.
Right.
Have you even heard about this?
Yeah.
You heard? Okay.
Yeah.
You pay attention. But if you're not really plugged in, I don't know that this really cracked through. It's amazing that old Teflon Don just keeps saying this stuff, and you're like, well, it gets attention from people who want to be offended or want to defend him or whatever. But outside of that, I think it's just like, yeah, that's Don. That's old Don just doing his thing.
Well, and the ironic thing is everything leading up to that this week, the places where I look for headlines and aggregates and things like that, all of this stuff with Kamala's, you know, white dudes for Kamala and white women for Kamala, they've made it
a race issue.
A race thing. And so to that, in a weird way, that sort of softened Trump's comment because everybody's just been hit over the head with the odd racist tone that they've taken. And by racist, I mean focusing on a race. On the Harris campaign. It's just weird that it's all.
What's amazing to me is that it is a central talking point of their campaign. That she is going to make history if she's elected. She's incredible. But it's like, okay, that's fine. I don't have any problem with that. If the next female president or the first female president is Nikki Haley or Tulsi Gabbard, I'll think, oh, that's cool. I mean, that's a moment in history. You thought that about Barack Obama. Regardless of what you thought of him, you thought, well, that's cool. Like, you have a black president for the first time ever. Mm-hmm. That's history. And so I will think that. For a moment, and then instantly transition to how does this person affect my life?
Yeah.
Because all of that is a cultural touchstone, but you can't just campaign on that. I think they're messing up by campaigning just on that. They're not talking about her policies, or at least they can't figure out what to talk about with her policies because it's all over the place. Mm-hmm. She's on record. Mark Thiessen this week was on Kilmeade talking about this, how she has so much audio and video, it's not just papers, of her saying crazy radical things about allowing people to, like, criminal terrorists to vote and just nuts stuff that you can't run from it, but they're trying to run from it, but they don't really know what they're running to. They can't figure out what, there's no real policy message from her.
No, there's not. And I think it's a mistake to, because there was a couple of day window where there was a lot of talk about she's the most radical leftist in the Senate. Her votes were the most radical. But the reality is, from my perspective, and I think from a lot of people's perspective, is she has no ideology.
No.
She will say and do whatever she needs to say, and, well, like most politicians.
Yes.
But I think she is even more obviously, in my mind, just saying whatever is expedient in that moment.
And not saying it real well.
No.
You can tell that what she does, unfortunately, is that she stalls for time in the middle of her answers, which is why she doesn't do interviews.
Right. And you can tell that it's not a core fundamental.
No.
She's just saying it because that was what somebody told her to say. And
yeah, she's going back. You can tell that she's like, oh, I know this answer. Let me find it real quick.
Yeah.
You can see her doing it in her head, which, you know, not everybody's built for that kind of pressure. And that's okay. But that also means you're not going to be the president, or you shouldn't be. Mm. You shouldn't be the vice president either. You probably shouldn't be a senator. The big question I wanted to roll out to you, and that's why I opened with that clip, is that Trump is trying out new nicknames for Kamala Harris, and I pulled this story. Laughing Kamala, Crazy Kamala, he called Dumb as a Rock, DEI Hire. Actually, I don't know if he said that. That's just an internet thing. People are like, oh, it's going to backfire. You can't do that. I guess my big question, based on not only the conference from this week that he attended, and it was just absolutely—I almost call that harassment on that stage. It was incredible, but he can take it. ineloquently answering questions, but you know, it's Donald Trump. Like, he's not a politician. That's why people like him. Do you think that it's better at this point that the cameras, the spotlights, the attention is on Donald Trump or on Kamala Harris? Because to me, it feels as if when the attention is on Kamala Harris right now, it's actually hurting Donald Trump a little bit because the coverage is just so beautiful. It's all glowing coverage.
Yeah, the hope would be that she...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
She trips over herself enough. I mean, eventually they had to stop covering Biden.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's where we're at with Trump, too, is that they like I said with this thing, you know, it wasn't even a headline the next day. On Wednesday night, maybe for a minute, but it's pretty much gone away. You're going to hear it in political circles for a long time. They're going to talk about this stuff and be like, oh, he questions people's race and he's super offensive. And then you hear the tone of the person asking the question, you're like, Who's offensive here?
Right.
Okay. Who's hateful? But I guess overall, between now and November 5th, do you think this? I mean, it's a very general question, but do you think the spotlight is better on Donald Trump or better on Kamala Harris for Republicans?
I think it's better if it's on Kamala.
Okay.
Because I mean, Trump's not going to do or say anything to surprise anybody or change anybody's mind at this point. So all they're going to do by putting the spotlight on him is criticize and harp on the same old things. If he'd have come up with a nickname for Kamala the first time he ran, it would have been he kind of blows through that stuff. He doesn't
waste his time now.
Yeah, he had done it to the entire field of Republican presidential candidates the first time he ran, and everybody was like, at first were like, oh, politicians don't call each other names, but it's so much a part of what he's done almost his entire public life that it doesn't have the same impact that it might have had. So to answer your question, I say focus on Kamala.
See, I think the opposite, and I think your answer makes sense, and I do believe that most people would say that, but I believe that the coverage is going to be so glowing of her, and they're not going to ever really press her, that they're going to make her into sort of a caricature of just a nice person and a happy warrior for the United States, and they don't really want you to think too much about it. They're just going to make it nice, and so the coverage of her, I think it's actually going to be better if they're not doing that and they cover Trump more. And here's the thing. he's going to demand they pay attention to him
right.
because he's Donald Trump. So I don't know that that's going to be an issue. I just hope it doesn't get like too crazy. But again, as we started, I don't know that it's really going to matter much. Hey, if you missed the interview with Troy Anderson, I was just here talking with Roy off air about it. He talks about the Barron Trump Chronicles, which were written in the 1890s. And again, if you missed it, get the podcast because it is fascinating stuff. It's a story of Barron Trump who time travels with his mentor, who's named Don, and they live in Manhattan in Trump Castle. And he's like, look, are they actually time travelers? So go get that interview. It's actually really fascinating. I took it kind of as a joke, but then he hooked me and I'm like, wow, it's actually pretty interesting. The book, the last book of the Trump Chronicles, or the Barron Trump Chronicles, is called The Last President. It was written in the 1890s, you guys. Go get that. Wiggins America, get the podcast.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.